Today we celebrate the great mystery of God. And when the church uses the term mystery, the church is not talking about a mystery novel where you have to discover something that is hidden. When the church uses the term mystery, the church means something that is beyond our comprehension. The mystery of God that has been revealed to us is that there is one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, if you just listen to what I said, you will say, Father, see, you said there is one God, but you mentioned three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Does that make it three gods? No. One God in three persons, but only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We all know that one doesn't equal to three, and three is never one. And yet, in the mystery of God, the Holy Trinity, it is revealed to us that God is one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If you are confused, join the club. Because we are talking about something that is beyond our comprehension. After all, if we understand God, we would be gods. St. Augustine, one of the great minds of the church, used to torment himself in trying to understand this great mystery of God, how God can be one and yet Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He lost a lot of sleep in many nights. One day he was walking by the beach where he was in North Africa. He saw a little boy who had dug a little hole in the sand. And the boy was running back and forth from the ocean with a bucket, scooping up the water from the ocean and pouring into that little hole that he dug. And he kept doing that. And St. Augustine was curious. He approached the little boy and said, "Little boy, what kind of game are you playing?" The little boy said, "Well, I am emptying the ocean into this hole." St. Augustine laughed and said to the boy, "Little boy, you are so silly. How can you hope to ever empty the ocean into this little hole? The ocean is way too vast. This hole is way too small." The little boy looked up to St. Augustine and said, "Then why is it that you are trying to fit the great mystery of the Holy Trinity into that little brain of yours?" After having said that, the little boy disappeared, and St. Augustine knew that it was the little child Jesus who appeared to him to help him surrendering to the great mystery of the Holy Trinity. He came to understand that he would never completely comprehend God. But when God revealed to us that he is one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he's revealing to us his inner being, his inner nature. And this is because God wants for us to be intimates. You see, because we don't reveal our inner nature to strangers. I mean, you don't go across the street and go to a store and approach a complete stranger and start saying, "Hi, I'm an introvert. I don't like broccoli. And I have a little mole back here." You don't do that. If you do that, I think the stranger will call the police on you. Because those are the things that you reveal to your friends, to your intimates. Those are your private, personal nature. And this is what God is doing when he reveals to us that he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He reveals His inner nature to us because we are friends. I want to point out to you that if you take a look at God in His Holy Trinity, you will see that God wanting to be friend with us, to show us His love for us, and His love for us is always in action. God the Father doesn't sit up there in the heaven and looking down to us and say, "I love you." No. He loves us by sending His only Son, Jesus, into the world. The Lord Jesus coming into the world, He doesn't just say, "Guys, I love you. The Father loves you." No. He shows His love for us by suffering and dying on the cross. And then He sends us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit doesn't just come into the world and say, "God loves you," and that's it. No. God's love is always in action. The Holy Spirit is acting within us right now to keep us from the temptations of sins, to guide us away from evil and toward the light, toward what is holy, toward what is of God. And so you see, God in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the loving God, our friend, loves us through the actions of His nature. He doesn't just say, "I love you." He reveals to us in this way, love has to be in action. As we celebrate the great mystery of the Holy Trinity, love of God in action today, we are called to return the love that God has for us in action. A while back, I think about 5 years ago now, when I was at the previous parish of St. Martin the Porus, I was walking in the parking lot one day, and there was a car kind of slowly driving through the parking lot. I approached them to say hello, and turned out it was a car with the father driving, the mother on the passenger seat, and the two little children in the back. And so, you know, I said hello and say, "Can I help you?" And the father responded by saying, "Well, we were just driving, we just moved into the area and driving around, and we saw that this is the church." And I said, "Yeah, this is the St. Martin's Catholic Church, and the Mass times are this and that. We would love to have you come to Mass on next Sunday." And the father's response to me was, "Oh, you know, we don't go to church because God is always in our hearts," he said. Well, my blood pressure went up. Because you see, my brothers and sisters, to say we love God or love anyone, just by word of mouth is cheap. Anyone can say, "I love God." My blood pressure went up because I know that that man was not being honest to himself. Because if we are honest to ourselves, what is preoccupied? What is our heart preoccupied with? Let's be honest, right? I mean, our hearts are 99% of the time, if not 100% of the time, unless we take ourselves to church and sit there and be at Mass for 1 hour a week. What are our hearts preoccupied with? Well, our job, the Lakers, the Angels, the neighbors, the soccer game, the park, the shopping, the sales that are coming up, the relationships that we are working with. I mean, let's be honest. When a person says, "God is in my heart," he's lying to himself. It is only God is in our heart when we pay attention to Him. And when we do that, and this is why, my brothers and sisters, words are cheap. To say, I love God means nothing. You are loving God, you see? You are at church. You're slicing out of your day, out of your Sunday, the Sabbath day, an hour and a half to go to church, to be here, to worship God. Right now, your heart, whether you want to or not, are preoccupied with this. God present here. To say that we don't go to church because God is always in my heart, that's dishonesty. And so, my brothers and sisters, to love God, the love that we have for God must be in action. And this is why we, as Catholics, come here to Sunday Mass, to give God the time, and not just to give God lip service. The second way for us as Catholics to give God love, to show God's love, that our love for God in action, is to go to confession, really. Because God has sent the Lord Jesus to us and said, I am your Savior. I've come to save you. Save us from what? Save us from sin and death. And this is why we, when come to confession, we are loving God in action. Because we submit ourselves to the Savior. It is in confession that we say, I need saving. I am a sinner. I'm embarrassed. I'm humiliated. Save me, my Savior, Jesus Christ. That's loving God. Just to say I love God means nothing. Loving God has to be in action. For us Catholics to love God, the Holy Trinity, who is love in action for us, we have a unique way of showing God our love besides coming to Mass, besides going to confession, and that is to honor the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is unique to us as Catholic, because once again, the second person of the Holy Trinity, Jesus Christ, tells us so. This is my mother, and she's your mother too. I am her son, but you can be her children as well. And so it is a beautiful way for us to love God, to have our love for God in action and not just lip service, is to have a greater, deeper devotion to his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we come humbly before the great mystery of our God, one in three persons, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as we come before the great love of God in action, the Holy Trinity, let us ask for the zealous manner of our life in which we will show God our love. Not just by our lips, but by the way we live our lives.